Well, welcome back. You're listening to KBBF's Candidate Forum. My name is Elaine B. Holt, and I'm your host. And with me is candidate number 5 from the 1st District, City Council member David Cook.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
Welcome, David. Welcome to this wonderful program that KBBF 89.1 FM has made special consideration for folks like yourself.
Yeah, and I appreciate it because this is our last forum debate style that we'll all be doing it until March 3rd. So we're counting the days down. So.
Oh, I'm glad to be the last forum. That's exciting. Anyway, let's start with the first question. Give us a little background about you and also what is motivating you? You're running against Susan Gorin. You know, you've been on the city council yourself. What is your motivation for running, and a little bit about yourself?
Well, you know, I grew up in Willows, California, which is about an hour and a half away from here. Grew up on a 300-acre rice ranch. My dad died when I was 15, so I took over the family farm, and I ran that until I was 30 years old. I've been vacationing in Sonoma, and I love the best decision I ever made. In 2012, I was elected to the Sonoma County Sonoma City Council, and I served as mayor in 2015, and then I was reelected in 2016, and I have 1 year left on my term. I have 4 children. I want their future to be bright. And a lot of things that I see at the county level, I know that we can do better. And as an elected official, I don't call myself a politician. I call myself an elected official. You can implement change. And if you see a lot of things that are happening right now, everything that is an issue turns into a crisis. And I want to make sure that we can stop these crises from happening, because it definitely is not good for our beautiful, you know, Sonoma County. And I do look at being an elected official as a way of serving your community. And that's what I want to do for, on the First District supervisor level.
Well, it takes a lot to run against an incumbent.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I'm for term limits. And I think 2 terms is enough. I'd like to get fresh new ideas in there. And I have a lot of support. And we're very proud of the campaign that we're having.
Well, let's get with it then. Let's ask the first question. As you know, I sent you the 4 questions, or rather 3 questions, and we're going to have one little secret question, which you probably already know because everybody's had a chance to listen on the radio.
Yes, not the secret's out.
The secret's out. Well, I love that. The secret's out. What is hidden shall be revealed, right? Well, question 1 is, we know that we have a homeless problem here in our county. Do you believe homelessness is a county problem and that the county is responsible to providing shelter and services for these individuals? Please explain your answer and include some of your ideas that you have around this issue.
Yes, 100%. It is the county. But coming from the city level, I do understand that it's something that we need to do on a regional level. We need to have the partnerships with the cities, with the counties, and then with the state. And we've got to fix this problem, because this problem has been going on for longer than just the Joe Rodota Trail. It's something that has been out there. And as you know, I disagree with Los Gillicos. I think that site was the wrong location. I would have rather seen it permanent, somewhere closer to the services for addiction and mental health services. And looking at the $2 million that was wasted, or the $2.2 million that was wasted there, that could have helped a lot more people than just the 60. So my plan is, when I become a supervisor, is to really get this permanent transitional housing, so we can help these people, because there's a lot of different reasons that cause homelessness, and looking at those and working with those individuals one-on-one is very important. And I think the one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work. I think buying million-dollar houses and putting a few individuals in it is not solving this problem. And, you know, the city of Sonoma, we've been asking our supervisor to partner with us and try to figure this out. So a little disengaged, and I want to get that disengaged out of county government.
So what are some of your ideas? I mean, what is one thought that you have?
More money in the budget for mental health services and addiction, and really tackle this problem. I know my opponent says, oh, there's not enough money in the budget, but if you look at the $700,000 to $1 million that we spend on Senate property with private security and all these other things, we need to trim the budget down so where we can actually give these services to into the mental health, because this is something that we can solve together. I strongly believe that if you give individuals the help that they need, especially with addiction, and solve the problem.
Well, thank you for that. Let's go to the second question, and which is also, I mean, homelessness and climate change seem to be the two most important issues that are driving people right now. And several cities, including the County Board of Supervisors, has passed the Climate Emergency Resolution. What action are you planning to support and implement to help the county move this resolution forward, and what is your timetable?
Well, today. Office until January 2021, which concerns me because that's another 9 to 10 months away. On the level of the city council, when Sonoma Clean Power got started, I was the swing vote to get Sonoma Clean Power into the city of Sonoma. And then we were the first, because, and this was mostly by my action, is we were the first city that did 100% clean energy for all of our public services. And I was very proud of that, because doing the right thing back then, and that was back in about 3 or 4 years ago, and now seeing the other cities that are joining on, that is huge. So Sonoma Clean Power is something that worked when it was going through Santa Rosa, Sonoma, Sebastopol, when everybody was looking at it. And it was a foreign idea, and there was a lot of individuals that didn't understand that. So it's that thinking that we can do with our transportation. Fossil fuel use is something that we really need to conquer, because that's where a lot of the emissions come from. So what I would do as supervisor is look at all these issues that have become crises and fix them. Recycling is our next crisis, if it isn't a crisis now. I believe it's a crisis, but people don't look at it as a crisis at this point. But when individuals put that plastic bottle into a recycling blue container, they think that it's going to a recycle center. Well, we need to make sure that that happens. And right now, it's not happening in some, instances. And then if you look at our building, our building codes and different things that we can just be smart about it. Because, like I said before, I have 4 children, and I want them to grow up in a world that is the same as I got to grow up, and even better.
That's a good goal. I mean, I understand that. I just became a great grandmother myself. So, and what ends up happening, your concerns are a little bit different when you're a parent. Well, let's go to the last question here, and this is to me is a very important question, because it has to do with law enforcement and a lot of the issues that are happening in our county. There's an initiative that folks hope to get on the ballot in November, the Evelyn Cheatham Ordinance, to repeal and replace Article 27 of the Sonoma County Code, establishing the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, and that it's called IOLERO. The proposed ordinance would expand the oversight, and I love that word, I say it over and over, oversight authority and independence of IOLERO to review and analyze complaints against the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office, who, as you know, the sheriff is also the coroner, and would include and expand the Community Advisory Council, the CAC, currently appointed by the IOLERO director. I would like you to explain your position. And one thing, when I formulated this question, and I've talked to several people about it, one thing that bothered me more than anything was that the people on the CAC are being appointed by the director. And I've said this in other interviews. I've been a supervisor myself, and usually I hire people mm-hmm. that are going to agree with
yeah.
me. Someone opposes me, I'll start doing writing up so I can get rid of them. So I believe it should be the supervisor's responsibility. Explain your position and what you think about that aspect of
it. Yes, I 100% agree. this is something that I would definitely am endorsing. I think it's very important. Oversight and trusting the police force. In the city of Sonoma, one thing that we're proud of is the coffee with a cop, and getting outreach out there to let individuals know that the police are first responders. They're there to help, and that's something as a supervisor that I'd really make sure that we get. I think this is a step in the right direction, so I would 100% support that. One thing about Chief Rodriguez, who is actually, because the city of Sonoma has a contract with the Sheriff's Department, so I've worked with the Sheriff's Department on all the different issues with the body cameras and the things that have happened in the past, and it's great. We definitely want to make sure that our public trust the police officers. They have a rough, tough job, and not everybody's perfect. And then my fiscal responsibility part of the equation really shows that you want to have this transparency, not having so many of litigation that happens where you're spending money to try to defend. And when you have oversight, and you have a trusting, engaging community, it works.
Well, it's interesting that you say the word oversight, because that was a word that became a dirty word when they were trying to even organize this. They didn't want the word in there.
So. Yeah, which, I think that going back to being an elected official, we need oversight on everything. Audit trails are 100% good. We need people that when they pay their taxes, that they understand where their money's going, and that's just part of engaging into your community. And that's what I've been doing at the council level for the last 7 years.
Oh, 7 years you've been on the council.
Yes, I'm in my last year of my second term.
Wow. Well, here's our secret question. And all the questions, I did go out to the community and talk to people. I talked between 12 and 20 people. I don't remember exactly how many, but it was quite a few. And one of the big concerns that I was really surprised that came up was the fact that how difficult it is to have an appointment with your city council, your board of supervisor member. Or right now, they're putting horrible constraints on the public comment time. I believe they're only allowing 2 minutes where it used to be 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And 3 minutes, to me, is even sparse. But, I mean, 2 minutes is really cuts it pretty close. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I understand it's a debatable question, but 3 minutes. When I was the mayor of Sonoma in 2015, the mayor set the time limit. And I always made it 3 minutes because it's hard for someone to sit through hours and hours and hours of meetings, and then they just get those 2 minutes. And then once it gets to the vote, they feel like they're not heard. So it's definitely something that I want 3 minutes. And you look on the backside of it, you don't want the meetings to go too long. That's understandable. But with that said, that individual's been there for 3 or 4 years. The best thing that ever happened to me was when I decided to run for city council, I sat in the seats for 3 years. I understood what it was like to be a resident coming to your body to ask questions. And I learned a lot from that. So that's why, I started from day one having office hours. I held town hall meetings. And what I found out is I was so accessible that I ended up having my cell phone out there. People could call me. I'd be in Safeway, and people would say, I don't want to take up your time. And I'd say, you know what? I'm an elected official. You can take up all my time. This is what's crucial. And when you sign on to this job, that is what is expected. I think that, the whole town hall concept is one of the best concepts. And first district supervisor, that's what I'll be doing. I'll be going to Kenwood, Oakmont, Rincon Valley, Bennett Valley, Sonoma, and Timalac, and all those places, and talk about these issues. And time restraints aren't as bad that you can't have that, because those are the people who are going to tell you what decision you should be making. And they'll be vocal. And then the 2 to 3 minute going to the board of supervisors wouldn't be as big as of an issue, because they want to see their supervisors. And there is a big disconnect between First District and the constituents. And I want to make sure that that gets changed. And that's why if you see any of my brochures, it has my telephone, 707-490-8921, and I have my email on there. And I'd love people to email me. I'm at david@cvmgrapes.com.
Well, that says a lot for you. Well, I want to thank you, David Cook, for being such a good guest here on the forum, KBBF's forum. I mean, this has been very, very informative for me. We're just about ready to go into our last interview. Is there any last words that you'd like to say or anything that you have not said that you would like to say now?
Yes. Life experiences is something that I bring to this job. I was a firefighter in Kenwood and Glen Ellen. I'm a General A contractor. I know how to fix roads. I'm a business person, and I'm the person to vote for on March 3rd here in 2020. This is an important election. This election is to get the disconnect away from our government, have the accessibility of your elected officials. And my 7 years on the Sonoma City Council, I learned engagement and let these there's not a side over here or a side over there. You know, we all should come together and fix these issues. And we can, because we come from a very diversity culture. And together, we can do this. So March 3rd, vote for David Cook.
Well, David Cook, thank you so much for being on the air here. And I want to wish you much success.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, this has really been, folks, this is amazing. How do you make the choice? I mean, it's amazing. So people who come forward to run for office, it's an amazing thing. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to play a few more minutes of our song, and then we're going to bring Supervisor Susan Gorin on the line. By the way, Susan Gorin made every effort possible to get down to the studio, and it was just impossible. So I said, come on, Susan, we'll put you on last and we'll get you on the phone. So let's listen to a little bit of Vote, and then we'll have Susan Gorin on.
Then you can't blame nobody.
I love that. VOTE. Vote. Oh, that excites me.